Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering Section 263A of the Internal Revenue Code. This section is called the Uniform Capitalization Rule, and most tax professionals just call it UNICAP. It is not the most exciting topic, but it affects the foundation of what a cost segregation study is working with. Let me explain what UNICAP does. When you build something or acquire property for use in your business, you obviously have direct costs. If you are constructing a building, the direct costs include the bricks and the steel and the labor that builds the structure. Those costs clearly go into the basis of the building. No one argues about that. UNICAP adds a layer on top of that. Section 263A says you also have to capitalize an allocable share of your indirect costs. These are costs that support the construction or acquisition, but are not a direct material or direct labor input. Things like storage costs, purchasing overhead, and certain administrative costs that relate to the project. Those cannot be deducted currently. They have to go into the basis of the property you are building or acquiring. There is also a specific rule in Section 263AF about interest. If you are financing the construction of real property that takes a long time to build, the interest on that construction loan has to be capitalized. You cannot deduct it while you are building. It goes into the building's basis. Now, why does this matter for a cost segregation study? A cost segregation study works with the depreciable basis of your property. The study takes that total basis and allocates it across asset classes. Some goes to 5-year property, some goes to 7-year, some to 15-year. The rest stays in the 39-year building. The size of those allocations depends directly on the size of the basis you start with. If UNICAP costs were capitalized correctly, you'd have the full basis available to work with. The study can identify the full value of the components inside the building and assign them to the right classes. But if UNICAP costs were missed, say the capitalized interest was expensed instead of capitalized, or indirect overhead costs were deducted when they should have been added to the billing basis, the depreciable basis is too low. The study then works from a number that is smaller than it should be. That means smaller deductions in the shorter asset classes, even though the actual cost of the building was higher. This issue comes up most often with self-constructed buildings and ground-up development projects. When a business builds its own facility, there are many cost allocation decisions made during the construction process. If those decisions were not made correctly, the basis may be understated. A cost segregation study done well will flag that issue and work with you to ensure the starting basis is right before allocating it. For a straightforward purchase of an existing building from a third party, UNICAP typically does not affect the basis calculation. The purchase price is the basis, and that is generally clear. The connection here is simple. Section 263A defines what goes into your basis. A cost segregation study works from that basis. A complete and accurate basis means the study can deliver its full benefit. An incomplete basis means you may be leaving money on the table even after the study is done. The bottom line is this: Section 263A is the authority behind the capitalization of indirect costs in construction interest. For any self-constructed building or development project, making sure those costs are in your basis is a prerequisite to getting the maximum benefit from a cost segregation study. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn more about how basis affects your study, take a look at the authority library in your report.